Insurgents in Iraq fight with weapons and with words.
We have chosen our future, the future of every resistance struggle ever in the history of man.
This tape is taken from a video produced by an insurgent group called the Islamic Army. It's a montage of images. Hooded men stand at attention. A corpse is uncovered in a pit.
This morning we'll meet a man who's trying to learn about the insurgents by studying messages like this.
And to George W. Bush, we say, you have asked us to bring it on. And so have we, like never expected. Have you another challenge?
It's a message to the American people saying, you have sent your soldiers to die.
Robert Malley works for the International Crisis Group, a nonprofit organization that works in many troubled countries, including Iraq. Malley and his colleagues have been tracking the propaganda of insurgent groups. Sophisticated organizations put out websites, internet chats, and leaflets.
Each one has a media unit. When they go to launch an attack, they bring along journalists to film the attack, and we have videos of the attacks.
Do you have multimedia presentations on these websites?
If you compare the early communications in the first months of the insurgency, they're leaflets where they would distribute in mosques. Within a matter of months, as you say, it's a multimedia enterprise with video, with PDF downloaded files from the internet, and with rapid response teams, if you will. When the New York Times published a piece saying this is the name of a group that is negotiating with the U.S., very quickly, that group issued a communique co-signed by other groups that were mentioned in the article, denying it, publishing the article, translated into Arabic, with a response right underneath.
I'm sitting in front of a computer right now. Can I easily go on the web and find some of these particularly interesting websites?
Probably not now. There was a time early on where these websites were more accessible, but the United States and, I guess, coalition forces have tried to shut them down. But what they have is listservs. And one of our researchers got on the list very early on using pseudonyms and using fake identification, and he continues to get everything that they're putting out.
You're working on the assumption that there's good information in these publications from these different insurgent groups. That does raise a number of questions. The first one being, how do you know that you're really getting material from Iraqi insurgent groups?
Well, all these groups, these are the groups that are claiming responsibility for their actions. These are very sophisticated. So I don't think there's much controversy about the authenticity of the material. The question is, how does one interpret it? Is it interpreted the right way? Is it propaganda? Those are legitimate questions, but the authenticity I don't think is in doubt.
Well, given that a lot of it is propaganda, this is the public face of a number of insurgent groups.
Right.
What is it that you can learn from reading all that?
Well, even propaganda is very, you can learn a lot from propaganda. What themes do the insurgents think can resonate with their constituency? How have they evolved? The most important, of course, is what do they think are the most compelling themes in order to flourish in Iraq, and what do they think are the vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies?
Okay, what do they think are the most important themes?
The most important themes, as they see it, is that the United States and its allies are engaged in a dirty war, almost a mirror image of what we're saying about them, a dirty war, a sectarian war against Sunni Arabs, and they're painting the picture of U.S. and Iraqi forces that are engaged in tactics that the Iraqi people that they're trying to reach out to will find distasteful.
You have also said that through these websites, the insurgents suggest how they think the U.S. is vulnerable. How do they think that?
Well, they think the U.S.'s main vulnerability is on the level of its legitimacy. They think that the United States does not have the legitimacy in Iraq, that they're suffering because of the actions that they're perpetrating. They also obviously listen to what's being said here. So they're convinced today that the U.S. presence is at its end, that the end of its presence is within sight, and that very quickly after that, the Iraqi institutions are going to collapse. That's different from the way they felt a year and a half ago, when they felt that this was an endless, long-term, open-ended jihad, in which they will prevail ultimately, but it was a religious duty against the infidels who are coming to occupy their land for a long time.
Let's talk about a few things that have been said in recent months about the insurgents, and we'll check them against your information. It has been said by some U.S. officials that they find evidence of insurgents turning against one another, foreigners mm-hmm. against Iraqis, for example. Is that happening based on your study?
It may be happening, but what's interesting is they consistently deny it. And then the groups that are said to be at loggerheads are praising one another. What's interesting is how important it is for them to maintain an image of unity. And one of the things we've noticed is some of the practices that were most controversial among Iraqis, such as the beheadings. You don't find those on videos anymore. You don't find those on the internet, with very few exceptions. And that's in part a result of the backlash that was suffered over the months by groups that engage in such practices, and they have now come towards a more homogenous form of discourse and a more homogenous set of practices.
They've just figured out that it's not politically advantageous to behead people on video, and so they're not doing it
quite
as
often. That seems to be the case with, again, few exceptions, but certainly nothing like what we were seeing at the height of the practice.
It has also been said that some insurgents or people close to insurgent groups are willing to negotiate with the United States and its Iraqi allies. Is that happening based on the evidence you look at?
Again, all we can go by is what they're saying, but the groups, in particular those groups that press reports have said are engaged in negotiations with the United States, those groups systematically and immediately deny it in joint communiques with groups that are said not to be negotiating with the U.S. You know, you could paint this picture and look at it and say the insurgents are formidable, they're more coherent, they seem to learn from U.S. mistakes or military successes. I mean, that's another thing. There's a lot of literature on lessons learned. But at the same time, if you look at what they say, you can see their vulnerabilities. When you do see some sense of uncertainty when they feel attacked on the grounds of legitimacy, for example, sectarianism, when they were attacked of depravity, moral depravity, you can tell that they were shaken by it. And when the elections took place and Sunni Arabs wanted to vote, they also learned a lesson because in the first elections, they shot people who went to vote. In the last two elections, they didn't do that. I think that teaches us something about where they're more vulnerable, and rather than focus all U.S. efforts on the military side, there should be more done on trying to delegitimize the insurgency and legitimize both the U.S. and its allies, which means changing practices.
When your team reads these websites, they seem to suggest that all these different insurgent groups agree on getting the United States out of Iraq. Do they agree on what to do next?
They've tried to avoid that question, particularly over the recent months as they've sensed that the U.S. is on its way out. They've engaged in an internal dialogue about, do we have a political program and what it should be? First of all, they deny not having a political program. They say, we do have one. But they don't get into the details, and it's very clear that the reason they don't is because they know that's going to expose the differences that exist. So they say, right now we have a clear objective, let's get rid of the Americans. There'll be time to deal with the rest, which I think we read at least as an indication that when the rest comes, there'll be real division.
Rob Malley of the International Crisis Group, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to watch an insurgent video, just go to npr.org.